Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I want to kiss you more.
All In with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey everybody, Scott Patterson, I Am All In podcast, pop culture, season 4, episode 16, The Reigning Lorelei.
Did you like my sound effects?
That was great, actually. I liked that.
We can't see Amy, so I was like, what is that sound?
I was doing sound effects.
Horse is coming down the road.
My internet is spotty.
I am joined by Amy Sugarman, who you cannot see right now. Tara Sudsbach. And Daniel Romo. We've got eating dinner at Emily and Richard's. They get served escargot. Ugh. Rory says snails. Emily, escargot. Lorelei, a slimy thing by any other name. This is a reference to Shakespeare's line when Juliet says, "What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet." Lorelei is making fun that escargot is not as sweet as a rose. Oh, that Lorelei.
I would have never gotten that.
Huh?
I would have never gotten that reference.
By any other name? No. Doyle editing and criticizing Rory's piece for the Yale newspaper. Doyle, I'm sorry. Can you say Stephen Glass? The entire climate of journalistic ethics is under a microscope right now. We can't afford anything that looks shady. I'd rather not have Tobey Maguire play me in a movie about the Yale Daily News scandal. Thank you very much. What's wrong with Tobey Maguire?
I don't know, but it was a very nice shout out to Toby.
He's like great in everything he does, right?
Yeah.
I just stood next to Toby Maguire at a show.
What show?
Alter Ego. And I was standing and watching the show, and I looked to my left. I'm like, oh my God, it's Spider-Man.
I think it was like a reference because at the time, Toby Maguire was like playing those kind of parts where like,
well, I think Spider-Man just came out.
But he was in like Cider House Rules and like some of those like heavier parts.
But also Doyle has very like similar features as Tobey Maguire.
Boy, you don't want to get on. You don't want to be a target of Amy, do you? Boy, she'll smoke you. She'll smoke you in her dialogue. Yeah, she'll smoke you dead.
Yeah, it's true.
Stephen Glass was a journalist for the New Republic from 1995 to 1998 until it was revealed that many of his published articles were fabrications. Tobey Maguire is an actor who at this time, Spider-Man 2 was just released in 2004. It was a huge hit again after Spider-Man 1 was released in 2002. All right, same scene. Doyle's upset. People seem to be taking their newspaper jobs seriously. They're not taking their job seriously. Doyle, look around this room. People writing their anthro papers on our computers. People Xeroxing their phone bills on our copy machines. No one's running. No one's sweating. Every single person in this room looks extremely well rested. No one spell checks. No one fact checks. This is the breeding ground for the next Jason Blair. Fix it and tidy up your desk. Now talk about a shot across the bow of the New York Times. Jason is a former journalist who worked for the New York Times. He resigned from the newspaper in shame in May of 2003 in the wake of the discovery of fabrication and plagiarism in his stories. Doyle is again criticizing everyone in the newsroom.
Those references were tough.
And
because like, I even was like, vaguely am getting that. But like, you really needed a internet. You had to be like, Google.
Yeah, but that was a big scandal.
But it still was vague in my brain. I was like, I'm getting it, but I totally can't remember it exactly.
Like the details of it all.
Yeah, I was like,
Anyway, he was saying they're going to turn into bad journalists. And it was, you know, look, it was shocking at the time because the what do they call the New York Times? They call it the gray lady or something? The great gray lady?
Do you read the paper?
I used to read the New York Times all the time. Nobody reads newspapers anymore, though.
Yeah, only like a lot of grandpas.
I read everything online.
I was going to say, do you have like a New York Times subscription online?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, I do, but I don't read it. I only use it when I need an article.
Right, like you're searching something specific.
If I'm searching something, yeah. I never
I only need it when I need to clean up some digital doggy doo-doo. Michael and Michelle and Suki's house sitting in front of the TV. Suki, the man can't live without his dog show. And Michelle, I could just kill my cable provider. No Westminster dog show, but please enjoy Charlie's Angels full throttle 24
First of all,
hours a day.
That is my mom. Michelle is my mom. She will lose her mind if she misses the dog show. She like one time cried because she missed the hounds. Mm. She's like, no, I missed the hounds. I'm like, get yourself together.
And they're... It's recording, and there it's recording. Charlie's Angels, Full Throttle is a film. No Westminster Dog Show, but please enjoy Charlie's Angels, Full Throttle 24 hours a day. All right, so Charlie's Angels, Full Throttle is a film that was released in 2003, a sequel to Charlie's Angels, which was released in 2001, that was rebooted, film starring Cameron Diaz, Lucy Liu, mm-hmm. Drew Barrymore, the original cast of three Charlie's Angels, a TV show starred Farrah Fawcett, Jacqueline Smith, Kate Jackson.
That's the real Charlie's Angels
right.
for me.
That's the real deal.
If you thought of Charlie's Angels, Danielle, boom, who do you think of?
Cameron Diaz, Drew Barrymore, Lucy Liu.
No, yeah. Scott, who do you think of?
Nah, you think of that Farrah Fawcett. You think of that Farrah Fawcett poster in your bedroom.
Immediately.
Not only Cameron, Lucy, and Drew, but the don't Destiny's Child song.
Oh, I was going to say, don't say the Kristen Stewart one.
No, Destiny's Child song. No, not Kristen Stewart.
Which
no.
Destiny's Child song.
Charlie's Angels. They did the song for it.
No, that's not the real Charlie's Angels. I love Drew Barrymore, but nope.
And who was the guy on the other side of the microphone? Hello, Angel.
Oh, God.
The original guy.
Oh, Bosley. And Charlie was John Forsythe.
Exactly.
Thank you so much,
John
Scott.
John Forsythe.
That is my boy.
Exactly.
That is my boy, Mr. Carrington, coming out.
God, who was the one in?
Charlie. And he was that old-timey speakerphone. Remember
right,
that old
exactly.
speakerphone? It was Bill Murray was Bosley.
Bill Murray.
No, he was Bosley. Who was Charlie? No, they used John Forsythe, I think. I think they might have had the same voice.
Patrick Stewart?
No, it's not Patrick Stewart.
I'm looking at it online. That's what it says.
Does it was Patrick Stewart?
No, well, it has him. It has Bill Murray, Patrick Stewart, David Doyle, Ramon Rodriguez.
Maybe it was Patrick Stewart as Bosley.
No, it was Bill Murray, and then it was Bernie Mac. Who voiced Charlie?
Oh, it was Bill Murray?
Yeah, and then he's replaced by Bernie Mac.
Who's getting all this glowing publicity from
I was looking at Bosley.
Yeah, yeah, who was
Victor
Charlie
Garber?
In the movies? Charlie's Angels cast.
Victor Garber.
John Forsythe, God rest his soul, I love John Forsythe. Mm-hmm. He reprised his role as the unseen voice in the movies.
Oh, Bye. Good. All right, good. Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing free samples. It's springtime, and that means allergies. Mine have been throwing me off, and I need something that works fast. That's where AstroPro comes in. It's the first of its kind nasal allergy spray, and it is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter spray you can get. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Plus, it is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astepro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. So if you suffer from allergies like I do, get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astepro. Go to astroproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astepro and go today. Visit Astepro allergy.com. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Michelle is saying he hates Full Throttle and would rather watch the Westminster Dog Show. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. All right, so Emily is explaining certain bar glasses are supposed to stay in the family and someone in the family steals things from places. Boy, doesn't that sound familiar. Lorelai, Dad's got a Winona in the family. How cool. Who is it? Emily. His cousin, Marilyn. She's been systematically pilfering those bar glasses for the last 5 years. In 2001, Winona shoplifted at the Saks Fifth Avenue store on Wilshire Boulevard in L.A. and stole merchandise worth $5,560. She was found guilty of theft and served 480 hours of community service. That's a lot. You know, I'm going through the Utah State traffic school right now.
Wait, did you get a ticket?
I got a ticket going through Utah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. So you have to do traffic school.
This was the officer that my wife, after he issued the ticket and left and we started pulling out, my wife looks at me and she goes, you idiot. Why didn't you tell him who you were and that you were on your way to a convention and give him a damn autograph? He would have let us go. And I said, no, he wouldn't have. He would have doubled the ticket. He would have busted me for trying to bribe him. Anyway, yeah, so I'm in traffic school right now, online.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
It's actually, I'm learning a lot.
Yeah.
I see it as a learning opportunity. I like it.
You're like, oh, yeah, that's how I drive.
I'm learning a lot. It's like there's 200 pages to read. There's 8 sections. There's a quiz after every section. And I'm kind of enjoying it because I'm like, I'm challenging myself to get every question right. I'm getting 90%. But I'm really, I like it. I can't wait to get off this podcast, so I'm not going to go to bed. I'm going to do more traffic school because I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh,
Lorelai is comparing Marilyn to Winona stealing things.
Oh, that was funny, by the way. I mean, I love Winona. I'm so glad she's had a strong comeback. But those jokes were funny back then.
Everybody has a Winona in their family. I'm pretty sure of that. I think I had 2-3 Winonas in my family. All right, next episode, season 4, episode 17, Girls in Bikinis, Boys Doing the Twist. Thanks, everybody. That was fun.
Before everyone goes,
yes.
Have you ever shoplifted? Everyone has to tell the truth.
No.
No. I did.
Oh, God.
What?
It was very innocent. I fully remember this happening. My dad is a big fisherman. We were at Sport Chalet, and he was getting lures. And I asked him to get specific lures, and he told me no. And I just put it in my pocket.
No, you did not.
I must have been like 8 years old, walked out, you know,
no,
whatever.
No, you
I get in
not.
The car, we get home, and my dad sees that I have the lures.
Dragged you back to the store.
It didn't like beep yes, or anything. Did.
I got in so much trouble.
Yeah, my niece did that once. She took a brownie and put it in her like, you know, she was like five,
yeah.
Put it in her purse. And then she got home and she told her sister, come in my bedroom. And then my sister-in-law saw it and dragged her right back to the store. Mm. And she had to pay for it and apologize. And
yeah, it was bad. God, I was in so much trouble.
What did you see?
You're just scarred from that, from your dad?
Seems like Scott's got something better than a lure.
Oh, no, we used to pinch.
Pinch? Oh, God, he even knows the lingo.
Candy and gum.
Candy and
from gum. The local drugstore. And then my buddy, Tommy, we'd go in the record store, and he actually would try to steal record albums. He'd stuff them in his pants.
No.
Yeah. And we were little kids. And he had this big, you know, these albums, big square albums. He stuffed like Led Zeppelin. Album into it in the front of his pants with a baggy shirt. He'd get caught every single time.
Oh, every time.
Yeah. Every time.
I don't. I've stolen nothing, Cara.
Me either. No.
No. Not a thing.
Nothing. I'm trying to.
I'll tell you one thing. I'll tell you one thing, Tara. You have. That's, you're such a liar. You've stolen my heart. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, that's cute.
I was about to say, I was like, I don't think this is considered stealing, but like at iHeart in like the prize cabinet, they were like, take whatever you want. So I took like a bunch of like iHeart shirts, but that wasn't stealing. I just took like a bunch.
No,
that's not stealing.
No, I know, but I'm saying like to take a, like I took a bunch of stuff one day.
Fun.
So probably more than I should have, but no, I haven't stolen anything.
More than
such a goody two shoes on this pod.
Maybe that's why Danielle and I think alike. We're both have this criminal mentality.
We live life on the edge.
We do.
Yeah. Steal stuff.
That adrenaline rush.
Amy and I don't leave the house.
It's funny.
Yeah, we'll end up in the Who's Gal. You guys will be continuing on with the podcast. Yeah.
In the Who's Gal. That's my number. I know not ever going to commit a crime. Bye guys. This was great stuff.
Much love. All the best. Take care. Everybody, and don't forget, follow us on Instagram at @IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.